Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, January 15th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
EB, you're sounding particularly nasally this
morning.
I had
a rough night. I went to go see a doctor yesterday, and he was nice. He gave me some doxycycline.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one round. I just took another pill this morning.
So you're here. Jason's out sick. I guess Cakes and I are next because that's what happens. People just pass around sickness.
You know, well, I've been sick. I told him I've been sick for 2 months.
Yeah. My little one in particular, she goes to, you know, the little daycare places like at Lifetime Fitness. Just one kid passes the next.
Just bringing back germs.
It's constant.
Yeah.
And then that passes to the parents, and it's just a cycle.
Mm. Sure. Just something you got to deal with. Hope your immune system is above par and takes care of it. Fights it off.
I just finally got fed up. I said to the doc, it's been 2 months.
Right.
I said, it felt like a brick hit me in the face about 3 weeks ago. The decongestants got some of it down, but I still sound nasally.
Right. Yes.
And then last night, so I took...
But sometimes that happens early in the morning, and by later this afternoon, you'll be okay. And then at night, you'll feel it again.
Oh, no, I'm nasally 2 months straight. It hasn't stopped. And I keep thinking I'm going to get rid of it, and I can't. So I finally just waved the white flag and said, please.
We're getting old. It's harder to shake things.
I can't shake anything.
It's tougher to shake it.
But and then last night, and I wonder if it was related to the – so I only took one pill. And usually when you take the antibiotics, man, they're like miracle drugs. And they really are. I don't know anything about them, but they just – like within a day or two, you just feel silly. So I was hoping I would feel silly last night.
Right.
Did not happen.
Maybe by later today or this time tomorrow.
I actually had a brutal night. My nose was all stuffed up. It was just gross. It was an awful night of sleep.
Yeah.
But before I went to bed, so my daughter had volleyball last night, and she could drive herself, but it's one of those bonding times I still do, so I go with her, right? I drive her to volleyball because it's far. It's out there in Chantilly.
Drab-tilly.
We listen to music together. You know, we have a good time. But while she was at volleyball, I always go to my spot. I have my spot, which, by the way, my bartender's leaving.
Oh, tragic. Oh,
yeah. My bartender's leaving.
That hurts.
The spot's not leaving.
No, but it's a comfort level.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's just a comfort level. But it's also a comfort level. And so she told me where she's going. So I'm going to the new spot.
You're picking up steaks. You're moving with her.
In like 2 weeks, I'm just going to go to – I got a new spot.
Do you feel like – one restaurant
to the
next.
Is it an upgrade or is it a lateral move?
It looks like on paper it's a new restaurant.
Okay.
But it's a national chain.
Okay.
It looks like on paper an upgrade.
Okay, good.
So
– solid.
She's going to be busier though, so I hope she still has time.
Less personal attention for one Eric Bickle.
Yeah, I know. I still want my personal attention.
Sure.
How long is the volleyball practice? So you drive
her there. Well, I usually drop
her
off about 20, 30 minutes before so she can – ready, whatever. And it's 2 hour practice. So I got an hour. I usually spend an hour and a half at the bar.
Gotcha.
And then I watch the last hour of practice and hang out with the other dads. So I'm there and I have my typical two Jack and diets.
Right.
And then I had a salad instead of my salmon go to.
Salad with no meat or protein on it?
Yeah, just because I wasn't that hungry because I had a huge cava bowl earlier.
Got it.
So I was still kind of full from my cava.
Yeah. Did you pay for the cava bowl?
Paid.
That hurts, too.
Paid full price.
Yeah.
But for the record, I've paid full price for my cava for about the last 6 months.
Just a bad turn of events for
I don't
you
know
over
what's happened. Something's going wrong in my life.
But, something's gone awry.
Yeah. But as I was driving home, and then all last night, I felt like JP. I got something triggered a bloating, cramping situation. I thought I was having my period.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bloating, cramping thing going on.
Right.
Where I was, then I started crushing Tums. I took I took Pepto, and I took an acidophilus, like as a probiotic for something. And I feel okay now. But where does that come from?
I don't know. It's happened to me a few times.
Just maybe like out of nowhere. After dinner, my two drinks and my salad.
Maybe you had a little tiny touch of like the E. coli from your salad.
Will that do that?
I mean, E. coli, I think if you get a real case of it, it'll put you in the hospital. Maybe you just got a very, very slight case.
There was a lot of dressing on that Caesar salad. There was a lot of dressing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what it was, but man, I had the severe bloating and cramping last night. It was hurting.
It's the worst.
Yeah. And I know that I was like, if I could just rip one right now, right. Like, you feel like you just need like pop the bubble. Yes. So I'm like, just rip a fart or a burp or something.
Like put a needle in your stomach and let all the air go out.
Yeah. And it just wasn't happening.
I don't know.
I was
why
trying to squeeze, you know, some gas. It just wasn't happening.
You know, so any maladies. Huh? We all have maladies. Yeah. I told maladies before the show. If my tingly thumb isn't better.
Oh, my God.
It's still tingly? I mean,
you guys laugh about it. It's like a real thing.
You have nerve damage.
I think I have nerve damage in my thumb from the stupid bowling outing.
Yeah.
But then when was that? That was pre-Christmas.
Was it before Christmas?
Yes, yeah. We were celebrating our summer.
So it was probably about 6 weeks ago.
Look, definitely tingly whenever I do that.
Yeah.
And if it does that for another week, I'm going to the doctor.
Did it definitely not do that before the bowling?
100%.
Yeah, so
my thumb was pristine like my left.
Have you ever
tried it's no coincidence that the thumb that I didn't use for bowling, this one,
perfect.
Is 100%.
Yeah.
This one?
Tingly.
Not 100%.
Can you... Is there any chance like
I can move it? Of course, I can. I know, function.
Have you pulled
I pulled it, thinking there was just something.
Yeah,
because that's going to solve it. Cracking my knuckles.
Yeah, maybe
is
cracking
really
the knuckles or
the
something.
Tingly.
Well, maybe it's
go
like
away.
Locked up or something. You know what I mean?
I don't know. But I know that a doctor should know. So if it's not tingle free in a week, I'm going to the doctor.
I'm still amazed, and we can't get inside his head. That he has ringing in his ears 24/7.
I have that too.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that.
I just couldn't imagine.
I have friends that have that. You just have to tune it out.
It's called living with it.
It's white noise.
You just have to tune it out.
What size bowling ball did you use? Because here it says that you used too small of a ball.
It felt fine.
Shocker takes picked up.
If you have what? Bowler's thumb?
Bowler's thumb is caused when the hole is too small.
It felt
Shocker
cakes optimal.
An 8-pounder.
I'm sure it was an 8-pounder. It was. No, I wasn't rolling the heaviest ball, but I was probably rolling a 14-pounder.
Aren't you going to be embarrassed when you go to the doctor?
No.
And you have to explain to him.
Why would I care?
My thumb is tingly from bowling two months ago.
My man, Dr. M, he's not going to care. I'm going to say I have a tingly thumb from bowling. What do I do now? What's the next step?
We're probably going to make you like,
MRI
or something. You have to go put your hand in the MRI tube.
You have to go to a stupid specialist for a tingly thumb.
A ping pong accident?
Hey, you guys can goof.
Getting hurt playing
you
golf.
Guys can goof and you can joan, but I'm going to go get it taken care of.
But you know what's funny? Drabby says an 8-pound ball. I don't know if you guys have seen this show on, I think it's FS1. I happened to see it over the weekend, where they follow around like the IBL. I think that's what it is. The summer league.
Certainly not seen
the summer league basketball. So it's not AAU, but it's a version of the AAU summer league circuit with the best players in the country.
High school players,
and for you know, I'm pretty sure they're not AAU teams. It's a different league, but it's their own little club teams or whatever. For the summer, the best players in the country, and what they were at a bowling alley for one of them. And the guy,
gotta be careful.
It was, like I think he was the number 2 ranked guard in the country.
Right.
He was bowling with an 8-pound ball. it just offended my sensibilities.
Right. Maybe he's super skinny like Brandon Ingram back in the day. He barely lifted 10 pounds.
I was like, wait a second. Those are for kids. Those are for toddlers. Who bowls with an 8-pound ball?
Hey, all I know is I've sustained an injury. And at some point, it needs to be taken care of.
You definitely need to get it looked at because how are you going to play bass in your Nirvana cover band?
That is true. I look like Eddie Vedder from the 90s today with my flannel. I understand. But you know what? It's a little out of my comfort zone. I'm okay to wear a flannel.
It was jarring when I saw it.
It was jarring? Really?
Because you wear a hoodie every day.
I know, but every once in a while, you can depart from the normal. You can get out of your lane every once in a while. Thank you.
Sharp look.
Thank you.
You look like a logger.
That's fine. Call me whatever you want. Say that I'm in a Nirvana cover band. This is my muck thumb. This is the thumb that I muck the nuts with at MGM National Harbor.
How are you going to swing an axe, Paul Bunyan?
Am I going to play poker left-handed now? I think not. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen.
By the way, isn't Pearl Jam coming out with a new album?
I think they are, yeah. And I think they're touring, too.
When's the last time they put out a new album?
I thought I saw 8 or 9 years, but I don't know if that's right. So the show I'm talking about, it's called Elite Youth, a new series on Fox Sports Films, behind the scenes with a bunch of, you know, high school sillies and their little summer circuit where they compete for sort of the IBL championship or whatever. You'd love it. It reminded me of the old show we watched years ago.
Chicago Prep Hoops,
except this is all around the country.
Too bad that one kid's not going to be able to shoot because he's going to have a banged up thumb from a bowling injury.
Yeah, I better warn him.
You better let him know.
Got a bowler's thumb from playing once.
Hey, I think it was Drab might have told me that I was stupid for putting my thumb actually in the hole. Was that you, Drab, or somebody else that said, you don't
somebody
really
else said
put,
that. A lot of guys put their thumbs
really
in the hole.
You don't really put
holes.
Your thumb in the
That's
thumb
not
hole.
True.
It's just there for decoration.
The Allvilles have like some weird injuries. Cakes his bowler's thumb. Yeah. Didn't one of his sons have like nursemaid's elbow?
Yeah, that's true. It's a more common malady than you
I
think.
I thought
of.
His daughter had that.
I think my daughter had it.
Oh, maybe I think your daughter had that,
One of my sons might have had it, too.
Yeah, like where it slips out of socket.
Yeah.
One of his sons had his head stuck in a banister.
That happened.
No, that was my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the Allvilles have some weird injuries.
I wasn't home, so my wife had to call the fire department to have somebody strong enough to pull the slats out.
Luckily,
so
it wasn't wooden.
They're wooden slats.
Did they break them?
No, it didn't break them.
Oh, that's good.
They had to break them. They're replaceable. It's fine.
I am always amazed by those stories of like the kids that get stuck inside a claw machine.
Yeah,
little kids. Well, did you see the kid? I can't remember what state it was. Story went viral yesterday where he went missing and they found him in the neighbor's chimney dead.
Chimney.
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't know if it was foul play.
That's terrible.
They said he was potentially running away from home, but how
could
did he end up in a chimney?
Don't know. But he climbed in and got stuck in the chimney.
Oh. Right.
I thought when I read it, somebody killed him and stuff. I thought that was genius. Oh, stuff a guy in a chimney. I was thinking how to murder someone.
You know how hard that would be to stuff some dead weight in a chimney?
All right, it would be hard.
I guess if it's a kid, it's probably easier.
Yeah.
But it's very morbid all of a sudden.
Yeah.
The turn this is taking.
It always goes there, Kate.
That's true. It's very true.
From bowler's thumb.
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. I've heard of tennis elbow. I've never heard of bowler's thumb.
I'm calling Dr. M. You know what? I'm just going to get it looked at. Because I can't go through the rest of my life, however long that might be, with a tingly thumb.
Right.
I've gone most of my life now with a banged up thumb. I dislocated. I never went to the doctor. It never healed. Like, I have silly hitchhiker's thumb over here, and this one just
banged
up.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you go through life with a deformed thumb?
I was actually with you when you dislocated it.
Yeah, because what happens is, what are they going to do? It's been
years. Well, now it's too late.
Right, it's too late, and I waited too long.
It could break it, probably.
I thought it would heal itself because I popped it back into place at the time, and I guess I didn't pop it back into place perfectly. And back when I used to jot down a lot of notes, like during my law school years, I used to have to stick, I used to almost do a Valdez with the how to write.
I forgot Valdez writes like a gorilla. He doesn't really know. Look at that.
He doesn't know how to hold a pen.
He was raised by cavemen.
Put that on the... Dougie, put that on NBC Sports Washington. This is how this grown man holds his pen.
It's unbelievable.
He claims he's a college graduate.
Claimed he graduated pretty high in his high school class, too.
So it's been several weeks for you, Cakes.
Yeah.
You might just have it the rest of your life. I don't know.
What if I go to the doctor who says, you've waited too long, and now we have to amputate your thumb?
We're not going to amputate it over some tingles.
I mean, what if that happens?
You choose to have the tingles.
You choose the tingles. You tell the doctor to F off.
But what if it's about, what if it's the risk of getting infected?
There's no infection.
Come on. I mean, it doesn't look infected, but you never know.
Cakes.
All those years of no manual labor came back to haunt
really,
them 2 months
really,
ago.
They are haunting me.
One evening of bowling.
You know what? My bowling career is over. I can never bowl again.
Doesn't that make you feel like half a man? You got hurt bowling.
No. It's just that my thumb wasn't used to being stuck into a bowling ball however many times I rolled it. By the way, I did have the high game of the night, just to remind everybody.
What was your high score?
Yeah, you're like
156.
You're like Willis Reed.
I had the high game of the night.
I thought I had a score in that realm. I had something in that realm.
You may have, but I believe I had the high score of the night.
The high one of the night.
And this is the price I bet.
He took notes the entire night. He has it framed at his house.
Why would I care?
It's just that nature of you that you're competitive that way.
All I know is thumb still tingly many months afterwards, and I need to get it taken care of.
If we have another ratings get together and we decide to have, I don't know, a billiards party.
I don't think I can participate. That?
Oh, no. I'd be sized.
I think all I can do is eat and drink. And even that, I guess, is up for debate.
You could play
what
pool
could
games.
Do?
I don't think I
can
do that.
You think you'd get
I don't
injured?
Think I can play video games. I might injure this finger. This is the button pressing finger.
Yeah, that's your money maker. Don't hurt that one.
Yeah. This is my muck thumb right here. This is tragic.
I should mention coming up on the show today at 7 o'clock, Mike Jones is going to join us from USA Today. We will talk some NFL playoffs, talk about the Redskins offseason. Alan May from NBC Sports Washington joins us at 8:20 as we talk some Caps hockey. And Brian Smith from the Houston Chronicle will join us later in the program to talk about the sign-stealing scandal. More guys getting fired by their teams. Alex Cora out for the Boston Red Sox. So a couple managers have been fired in the last couple of days. All right here on the Junkies.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. We're giving you a chance to win Monster Jam tickets all week. And you know what? Let's do it right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to go see Monster Jam, Capital One Arena, January 25th. You also get a prize pack. Tickets on sale now. You can get details at thefandc.com. So yesterday, Josh Donaldson agreed to a 4-year deal with the Minnesota Twins.
So that
is out of the equation for the Nationals. And we kind of expected that in recent weeks after they made certain moves. But when they lost Anthony Rendon, that was immediately the name that everybody was talking about. Well, he's not as good as Anthony Rendon, but it's close. Maybe the Nationals will sign Josh Donaldson. Now they are just going to be going, I guess, with Cabrera and
well, Keyboom's going to have an opportunity to win that job out of camp. Yeah, I think what they'll do with Keyboom is what somebody suggested is they'll call him up after they get that year of service in,
or like May 15th, whatever the date is.
Yeah, I think they'll use a platoon thing and then hope that he could pick up the job whenever that date passes, so they have him for that extra year.
But the lineup is certainly going to feel different when you used to have Rendon, Soto, 3-4.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Jason put it best when we had somebody on, it was either last week or the week before, and he's like, is this lineup worse than last year's? And the answer is unquestionably yes.
Yes.
It just is. I think the bullpen's better, and you hope the pitching is going to be as good, but you're starting to wonder if we're starting to see signs of Max slipping a smidge And you just wonder if Strauss can duplicate what he did, especially down the stretch. That's going to be impossible.
And can he stay healthy? I mean, like, that was the outlier year for Strasburg, basically not going on the DL with a bunch of ailments.
But maybe he's figured it out.
Hopefully.
You know, he's not throwing 100% all the time. He's throwing 90%. Whatever he's doing, it worked last season. And my thing with Scherzer slipping some,
just a smidge.
Did he really slip? I mean, he was still in the Cy Young contention. Now he got hurt.
Well, the injury took its toll on him a little bit.
Right.
You know, it was harder for him to come back. I will say this. When I had
still got wins in the World Series. You know what I mean? Like, he got the wins when you needed.
Oh, no. He's still a stud. We saw him. I don't know if you noticed, but at the MGM on Saturday night.
Yeah, I know a bunch of the Nats were there because our guy Gums told me, as we were talking about your surprise party, I told him I was going to be there Saturday night, and he said he was going to try and swing by. He said we got a bunch of Nats coming by.
Yeah, so I think they had their Nats Fest or whatever that was. And I was walking into the casino after dinner, and Max Scherzer just walked right by me.
Right.
He was in his T-shirt, and he definitely was just leaving the casino. It looked like he had a couple cocktails in him, too.
Good for him.
To be honest with you.
You know what? Enjoy the off-season, Max.
He definitely was. And he just blended in because, you know, he wasn't wearing his Nats hat, or he wasn't wearing any jock stuff. He was just wearing jeans and a T-shirt.
He didn't have ice on his elbow.
Right.
And it'd be hilarious if he was walking through.
Yeah, no, I know. But, you know, you only see Max, for the most part, in his uniform.
Right.
Yeah. You know? And so when you see him in jeans and a T-shirt walk by, it takes you a second, and by the time you recognize who it is, he's already walked past you.
Have you seen the fake Max Scherzer guy?
Yes, yes.
Somebody tweets
that
his pictures.
That wasn't him.
I understand that. But there's the
real
guy that looks a lot like him. Guy loves it. He just pretends he's Max Scherzer.
I don't get that bit. I don't know.
Well, most people can't. They can't really fall for it, right? They're not really. They're not sitting at the bar with him because I think that was a pic I saw of him.
Yeah,
he was like holding court at a bar. Nobody really thinks it's
Max
Scherzer.
No, but they fell for it like at the Nats parade.
Okay, well, maybe there you're going to fall for it.
I think some people will fall for it. Remember when we did our Tiger Woods bit? We had an intern who didn't really look that much like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Right.
And we sent him out and put him in like a Tiger Woods polo and ran around.
Maybe it's because people want to believe that that's who it is.
And people were buying into it.
Right.
Also, most people are stupid. That are going to fall for it.
That's probably the bigger answer.
Also true.
Because the Max Scherzer look like he could end up being, you know, 5'9 like I am.
Yeah.
And people are like, it looks like Max Scherzer.
The interesting thing about the Donaldson deal is we had heard that he wanted the first team, that he had gotten four offers all in the nine-figure mark plus, right, which was $100 million plus.
Right.
And that he was just looking for the first team to go to 110. But turns out he ended up signing for 94. I guess with the fifth-year option and buyout opportunity, it does trickle over $100 million. But
he's going to be making over $20 million a year.
No, he is. But those numbers, like when it was reported as 4 years, 94, or 5 years for 102, something like that, you would think the Nats could be in on that.
This story says that in their pitch meeting, the Twins made a big impression.
I know, he hit it off with the manager or something.
With the manager, so I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine.
I thought the Nationals might scoop him up.
Well, I think it became obvious over the last month it wasn't going to happen. And then, and then Rizzo just started making moves. So listen, I trust Mike Rizzo. There's no scenario we could throw at him that he hasn't already contemplated.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So he's figured it all out.
And
he's doing whatever the best thing is he can do.
Look, they might make a move if it doesn't work out. Like Cabrera.
Right.
You know, I think it was when we were talking to Jesse Dougherty last week. And he pointed out, you know, Cabrera, like when he joined the team, was hot.
Oh, he was on fire. He drove in a ton of runs.
Right. So, you know, he may go back to being Cabrera, who was cut by his team before he resurfaced with the Nationals.
But if you look at his career, I mean, he's been a quality hitter his entire career.
Yeah, he's fine, but he's not Anthony Rendon. And if they find out that they missed that production, you know,
definitely not Anthony Rendon,
then I'm sure they'll make a move. Traditionally, they've made moves to bolster the bullpen during the season. This year, they've bolstered the bullpen in the offseason, so maybe they don't have to make a move that way. Come trade deadline, but maybe they'll make a move for a bat.
I mean, in 38 games with the Nats, he drove in 40 runs. That's just crazy. That's big-time production.
Cabrera.
Yes.
Yes.
Big-time production.
So, I mean, I would expect him to play a lot of third base this year, and maybe Keyboom's going to be the real deal.
For the year, he hit 260, 18 bombs, and 91 RBI. Now, a lot of that was with Texas, but six bombs at 40 RBI in 38 games here and hit 323.
Yeah.
He was a huge pickup.
And sticking with baseball, so Cora got fired by the Boston Red Sox. He was implicated in this cheating scandal.
Well, I thought it was beyond implicated, but they say he was the ringleader. Yeah, he was the mastermind.
He was the guy.
Yeah.
So the more I think about it, and I threw it out there yesterday when we were talking to David Sampson, I don't know why they don't just go to a system like they do in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You just have your pitcher with an earpiece, and you have the catcher with,
I think the problem is that the catcher speaks, other people can hear it, though.
It says it's really quiet or something.
I don't know. I don't know that it would work.
There's probably flaws in your proposal.
The flaw is, if I'm standing there in the batter's box and the catcher's saying, curveball or one, right. I just feel like the batter can hear that.
Maybe it comes in from the manager.
Maybe it comes.
Manager
now the manager's calling. It's just an extra element.
The sign bit is so, it just seems so archaic to me. They're still doing that.
They would all need earpieces.
Right.
Yeah.
In all the infielders.
Why would the infielders need it too?
Because they're watching the signs too.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
If they didn't know that they're throwing them
now, you're really opening Pandora's box for cheating.
I'm just saying there's got to be a way, because as far as I know, in the NFL, have we ever heard that an opposing coach in the NFL has been able to hear Sean McVay talking to Jared Goff?
Yeah, but the people have wondered about people hacking into it. And also, we've had the notorious headsets crashing at critical moments. You know,
right, they have to turn to hand signals.
Yeah.
I mean, JP's headphones break every day.
Right.
I mean, that's just more to do
with his peanut-sized head than anything.
That has something to do with it.
I don't know. I think it's fine. I think that's worked for 100 years in baseball. They just got to stop zeroing the cameras in on it and then have the players and coaches have access to that. If they monitor that and have, like they say, they have the monitors on a delay in the dugout, that should be fine.
Would it bother you? What if you found out 2 years from now that the Nationals did this during their run? Would it bother you?
It would bother me.
Astros
it would
fans,
bother me.
The manager's been fired.
Yeah.
The general manager's been fired. But they're not taking away the championship.
But I'm not buying this whole that David Sampson said, and it's correct, when Rob Manfred said that there's no way of knowing if this had any impact on the game. That's crazy. Of course it had an impact. If you know the pitches that are coming, of course that has an impact on the games.
Yeah, but it's hard to determine the specific impact. You know what I mean? Like, you know a fastball is coming, doesn't mean you're going to hit a home run.
Yeah, but if I know a fastball is coming every time, I'm going to do way better than not knowing.
It definitely helps.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
But if you strip them of their championship...
And just said, it's just like you did with USC or something. It took away the banner. It took away the trophy. I'd be fine with it. Fine with it. If the Nats were found to have done a similar scheme, I'd be very disappointed. Very disappointed.
But you still went through the experience. This is what I've always
said. Yeah, you still did, but still taints it.
You're not going to take away the memories.
No, but it taints it.
It in the future.
Taints it, and you don't harken back on it at the same zeal. You know, just tainted. It's like probably like, I don't know, I'm like an old marriage. You know, your good times don't look so good anymore, right? In your old marriage.
Well, I think it's way different than, say, Reggie Bush getting paid, because people always say, well, they actually won the games. Well, sure, because that had way less of an impact on the field. Like, once he's there, if he's getting paid and he's driving in a Mercedes, who cares? But if you're actually cheating to win a game, that completely taints the
Well, no, but it
day.
Also cheats it when you pay somebody, because presumably you're getting more players because you paid them.
Sure, I get that. But
so that changes the balance of the game, too.
But once they're there, you're changing what's actually happening on the field at that time.
Right. Did you have a problem if they had stripped them of their title? I wouldn't have had a problem at all.
I always think that's empty. Like, big deal. They took down a banner.
No, do everything it's else they like, did, too. It's Take away like, the draft picks.
I know, but it's not like in 2017 you would all of a sudden hand the World Series to another team.
Ask John Calipari how great he feels that they took away the Final Four appearance for UMass.
It's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Yeah, ask him if that doesn't haunt him.
But my point is, you're not handing the trophy now all of a sudden to the runner-up. Well, There's not going to be some other champion that goes, oh, the Astros are out. The American League.
Yeah, but it's still,
who cares?
It's still tainted. Who cares? You've tainted.
You're always looked at as cheaters.
Yeah, you just vacated. Who cares if you don't have a champion that year? It's just, there's no champion in 20. What did they win? 2017, 2018, whatever the hell they won.
Guarantee the players don't all return their rings. Those Astros.
You know what? They won't wear them with the same. They won't wear them with the same pride. Maybe a couple of them would, but
they probably all think it's part of the game.
Put it this way: if I find out that the Nats participated in a similar scheme, I mean, I would be out on it, man. I don't know how to verbalize that, but I mean, it would severely taint it.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
They cheated to win.
Yeah, have you seen like, I know Yu Darvish keeps, like, tweeting different things, I guess, because he must have been lit up by the Astros.
Right. I don't blame him.
So it
better not come out that the Nats were doing the same damn thing. You know, better not.
But the difference here is because they use technology. Because if you found out that they were just stealing signs like a guy
that's
old school.
That's always happened. That's part of the game. It's not part of the game, though, to use cameras and then whisper him over or, you know, bang a drum. That's different.
Yeah.
Totally different. But, you know, they're not the only ones that they keep alluding to that this is kind of rampant baseball. This is why even though other teams knew this was going on, they weren't ratting on them because they knew they were doing a similar type of thing.
They didn't want to get busted, too.
So hopefully that doesn't come, you know, and touch us here in D.C. There's been no indication of that, but you're just throwing it out there as a hypothetical.
Yeah, I'm just
if I found out that they used technology to cheat last year to come back, you know, that would be brutal.
But, it doesn't take – like, if you found out in retrospect – these are hypotheticals, okay? Don't believe it's true. If you found out that – one of the guys on the team who was driving in a ton of runs was juicing the whole year.
It's a little different. But that also, I didn't want to get the interview yesterday with David Sampson on another. He thinks that baseball is still juicing just as much as they were in the Barry Bonds days.
Right.
And look, he's inside baseball more than me. I find that hard to believe. I'm just incredibly naive.
But I'm sure that players have found ways to...
I'm sure they have, but there's a decade plus of years where the numbers were down.
Right.
Now, the numbers have jumped up recently, but they're now saying that's because of a juice ball, not a juice player.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. Would I be surprised that there's still a lot of guys juicing? I wouldn't be that surprised.
I'm sure.
Because you make so much money. Like, even for these guys that get suspended for a half a year, if you just did a cost-benefit analysis, you're an 18-year-old player going through the minors, and you're like, well, if this helps me get to the major leagues, but I have to give up half my salary, it's still worth it because I'm making half my salary.
Sure. Sure.
It's so much money out
there. I just
think
the numbers, now of late, they don't because of the juice ball, but if you look at the numbers, the home run totals, they were way down off those, you know, early 90s years or whatever the hell it was.
There were a couple years where everybody was hitting 50.
Yeah.
You know, and skinny guys. Like, right. Luis Gonzalez hitting over 50 and Brady Anderson hitting over 50 and then guys hitting like 60. And then that came down. But definitely it went back up last year.
Definitely went back up. A huge spike last year, actually. All right, 800-636-1067 to bang out your calls. If you have thoughts on this, what if the Nats, and again, it's a hypothetical, I'm not trying to taint the Nats at all, but it's just interesting people's perspective on this. I think the Astros, I'd be perfectly happy with them stripping them of their title. They're not going to do it.
Cheaters.
Rob Manfred, he's already issued his sort of punishment. But if I find out that the Nats were doing something similar where they're using technology to cheat, I'd be bitter. I'd be very bitter. I'd be embarrassed. 800-636-1067, bang out your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Mike Jones from USA Today going to join us at 7 o'clock. We'll talk some NFL playoffs. Of course, you've got Niners, Packers, Chiefs, Titans this weekend for a trip to the Super Bowl. But we're talking about this cheating scandal. A couple managers have been fired here the last couple of days because of this. General manager of the Houston Astros fired. The owner, I guess, wasn't implicated, but he cleaned house. They get fined $5 million, lose draft choices the next couple of seasons. And we're wondering how you feel about it. Hypothetically, what if this was your team the Nationals, and they were involved in it. I looked back at the 2017 World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So the Astros beat the Dodgers in the World Series 4-3. So it went to Game 7. I think it went to extra innings. One of the big things there was George Springer, great player, he hit 5 home runs. What if you found out on a couple occasions he had the signs?
Well, I'm sure he had the signs often.
Right.
It's a huge advantage.
It is.
It's a huge advantage.
It doesn't mean you're going to hit a home run. I think that's why.
No, but if you know that a fastball's coming,
it ups your percentage.
That's why Manfred says what he says, because it's hard to say it definitely meant that this team won. You know what I mean? But it's a huge advantage.
It's a huge advantage. That's all I can say. It's just a huge advantage. I don't know how to say, oh, it was worth 2 runs.
It's hard to quantify it. Right.
Maybe you could quantify it if you knew the games they weren't cheating, and then you compared numbers to games they did. But, you know, I'm sure that's hard to figure all that out.
Well, I'm sure once you start cheating and it works, you just keep doing it.
Exactly.
Right. Until you get caught.
Yeah.
Of course you keep doing it if you have an edge.
And we're not talking about just like regular sign stealing that's part of baseball. We're talking about using technology to steal the signs in a way that is not part of the game. Let's go to Paul in Alexandria. Paul, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey guys, good morning. So I told your screener, I said, you know, baseball kind of missed the opportunity to hammer the Astros and to hammer Jeff Luhnow when he's with the Cardinals, because they got implicated in a hacking scheme too. And so I think when you compound the fact that they've already hacked and now they're using, you know, the technology to steal signs, now you have a huge issue where they're going to hammer them. I think, I mean, if you look at baseball itself, it's not a hard game. But even if I know the sign and I know that a fastball's coming at me, and I got 0.4 seconds to figure out.
Still makes it easier. Still makes it easier.
Yeah, those guys are the best in the world.
Statistically, they are the best in the world. But look at their batting averages. Their batting averages are like 300. That's 30% success rate, man.
Of course, we understand that, but I guarantee you their batting averages go up. Their batting averages go up when they know what pitch is coming.
Absolutely.
I bet my life on it.
It's like this. If we gave you a lottery ticket.
Statistically significant.
But listen.
I would guess it is statistically significant, yes.
Paul, if you were a cake, so you went to.
You're telling me you're going from Albert Pujols level to Tony Quinn level.
We don't know.
I don't know, but I would bet my life on it that it would be. I would bet my life on it.
That if it wasn't significant, why would they do it?
That's a great point. Why would they do it if it wasn't helpful?
You don't think everybody's doing that? I told your spinner, I've been stealing signs in baseball since I was in freaking Little League. I did it in Little League. I did it in travel. I did it in Legion. I did it in high school.
Yeah, of course. That's part of the game. I'm talking about where you're using technology, though.
Back to the hacking. I know, but this goes back to the hacking. This really probably goes back to the hacking, and baseball doesn't want to admit it.
Well,
they missed the opportunity on the hacking.
I'm sure baseball doesn't want to admit anything if they have other issues. Thank you. But, look, I'm not saying that, it's hard to quantify it, and I'm not saying it makes you jump from Pujols' batting average to Tony Gwynn's batting average, but there's a reason they were doing it, because it helps them. And my hypothetical was, Cakes goes to every Caps game, gets 50-50 tickets, right? So he puts $20 up, gets 40 tickets, whatever it is. If we just all of a sudden handed him double the amount, it doesn't mean he's likely to win the 50-50, but it certainly increases his chances.
Definitely helps my odds.
Well, yeah, if he was going to do a lotto and he knew the first two numbers of like a pick six, it increases his chances of hitting the lotto.
It's not the same clean analogy, but it's like the same thing with like performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, obviously, if you take steroids or growth hormone or whatever, it doesn't teach you or make you hit a baseball. But when you do connect, you connect it a hell of a lot harder and a hell of a lot farther. It's just been proven. So, I don't know. Let's go to JJ in Annandale. JJ, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junks.
What's up? What's up, boss?
What's up?
So what I would say, too, is, number one, these guys are so good. Any advantage, right, however small it is so compounded by how good these guys are.
Right.
I think, number one, they weren't even tipping fastballs. They were tipping when the off-speed pitches were coming, so guys could sit back and hammer them.
Right.
Number two, here's where I do start to wonder issue problem. What if this cost a guy a big contract, right? What if they were tipping pitches against Steven Strasburg in Game 7 and he gets hammered or lit up and he doesn't win that big game? Does he get a $240 million contract?
Well, right.
If he's known as a guy who constantly or was losing in the playoffs?
Right. Well, they used the example with young pitchers. Imagine you're a young pitcher coming up and you're trying to break in the big leagues and they're stealing your signs. And then you don't even really get an opportunity to show your true stuff.
I think the hammer should have been a lot harder on these guys.
Yeah.
I think it should have gone to players as well. The fact that no players are getting. Pete Rose had a good piece. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see it, but talking about, you know, where's the punishment for the players? The players were the ones involved in doing this and relaying the signs and doing those types of things. So where's their punishment at in all of this, right?
The problem with Pete is he loses credibility when he says what he did didn't taint the game because what he did taint the game.
Yeah.
So
very much so.
But you know, your point about the pitchers, I think that's why Yu Darvish, who was on the Dodgers at the time, has been tweeting, you know, what a lot of people think are funny things, but one of his tweets was, if the Dodgers are planning a 2017 World Series parade, I would love to join.
Because
that's the thing. They're not going to take the World Series away from the Astros.
Right. And if they did, I wouldn't then crown the Dodgers. It would just be a tainted year for baseball. You know, vacated championship. No winner that year. That's how I'd handle it. Let's just pray that the next allegations that come out of there aren't involved with the team that I love.
That's right. Keep the Nats above the fray.
Right.
Out of the
mix. By the
way,
the trash can thing, when do you think that the other teams would have cracked that code too?
I'm sure some of them did put two and two together. Yeah, I'm sure some of them probably did. It's probably how it broke. Somebody knew about it and leaked it, you know?
I thought it was... Yeah, I'm not sure.
And it was
anymore.
A blogger that exploited it, but
yeah, blogger exploited.
But somebody had probably hit
it. Wasn't
to
an ex-player also?
Probably
somebody who left the Astros.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that it all blew up because of a blogger?
Right.
I think it was like an ex-pitcher on the team, though.
That first
admitted
said
it.
Something. Yeah. And then John Boy started going through the tape.
Exactly.
By the way, Valdez, we have on the outline that you're going to tell us your Charlie Casserly story. I don't know if we're going to have enough time this segment. Can you tease us a little bit, or can you tell the whole story?
I'll tease you that Charlie and I had a conversation about his involvement with NFL Network.
Ooh,
and
very
me.
Good. Look at that.
And you. Nice.
Yeah. Mm. You got sized.
I definitely got sliced.
Did you guys give Valdez enough credit on Monday? I wasn't here on Monday. I was driving my kid back from school.
A little bit. I expected a little more praise to be heaped on me.
You thought there would be more?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, let's be honest. They were the biggest dog on the card, right? Who was bigger dog than them?
Yeah, yeah.
They were 10-point dogs.
Ravens were the biggest favorite.
And you said, they're going to lose. And I remember there were certain times where people were scoffing you. I remember Jason even at one point saying something.
I don't know if he ever said they're going to lose. He said that it's a bad matchup.
Well, Monday I said they're going to lose, and I kind of stuck to my guns.
He said he didn't like it. He thought they were going to lose. It was a terrible matchup for him.
Obviously, I wanted them to win.
Right.
But, you know, no one really saw what I saw.
Yeah, no, I gave you credit.
And then Jason making fun of me because I brought up the whole Dean Pease against Greg Roman.
Well, you were just all over it.
I was.
You had the biggest dog on the card and said they were going to win outright.
It played out exactly how I said.
Well, yeah. I don't think you predicted three turnovers from Lamar.
It came out exactly as I said.
Okay.
He's resolute.
He said they were going to have a hard time stopping the run.
It's exactly. Especially on the edge.
Pretty much the league has with Derrick Henry.
True.
That's the thing about this matchup this week against Kansas City.
Yeah, but I'll take the Chiefs.
He ran for a buck 80.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
I am too.
Yeah.
I get sized because Eric sees me as the Ravens expert now in the area.
The Ravens seer.
Well, not now. I've always, I mean, you follow the team closely. So I would say, yeah, you're the local Ravens expert.
You're Ravens insider.
More than anybody in here.
No, you know, any media member.
I don't know, but certainly in this room,
hey, Charlie would agree with that statement.
He might.
All right. He's so looking at you. Charlie's looking at you for counsel.
Why don't we do that at 7:20? We'll find out the inside story of Charlie Casserly, who's former Redskins and Texans GM, now works at the NFL Network and NBC Sports Washington. We interviewed him, and Valdez interjected his opinion on the Ravens Titans game, and we came to find out that Charlie asked for Valdez's number or wanted them to connect after the show.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
He was wanted to so talk impressed. To him. So we will find out what went down coming up at 7:20. But next, Mike Jones, NFL writer for USA Today. We'll go around the NFL with him, talk about the two matchups, who's going to be heading to the Super Bowl, and more here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.